Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
LinkedIn is cutting back its presence in China. The professional networking website said basically it's just too difficult to operate in the country, which is known for censoring the internet. LinkedIn will now focus on a new app that only offers job postings in China. No commenting or sharing. Let's bring in Mike Regan. He's senior editor at Bloomberg News to talk more about this. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Tanya.
So Microsoft owns LinkedIn, and when it expanded the service in China a few years ago, it actually got criticism for censoring its content to comply with local laws. So it's already been trying to operate within the parameters here. What's the experience been like for LinkedIn?
You know, so LinkedIn had been really the only U.S. social media network that was actually allowed to operate in China. They started there in 2014, and they had about 52 million users in mainland China before they decided to basically shut down the service. But obviously, as you point out, that First Amendment freedom of speech that we enjoy in the U.S. is just not in place in China. So in order to comply with the government in China, they really had to follow these very strict government censorship rules on content, Tanya, especially on political content, which really can ruffle the feathers of the Chinese government.
So they've been doing that for a while. So what was it that made them decide to leave now?
So in the statement they issued, they said, quote, we're facing significantly more challenging operating environment and greater compliance requirements in China. Also pointing out, according to the New York Times, earlier in the year, China's officials had actually reprimanded them for failing to control that political content as strongly as the government wanted to. Well, one important thing I would point out, though, is this isn't just LinkedIn. The bigger picture in China right now is there's this widespread crackdown on China's own domestic internet companies like Alibaba and Tencent. They're even limiting the amount of time kids are allowed to play video games on the internet. But also, Tanya, a big focus on how the information of users is collected and disseminated by internet companies like LinkedIn.
And then there was this specific concern about censoring journalists. What happened there?
Yeah, there have been several Western journalists, including a reporter for Axios, who's based in Washington but writes a lot about China. And she and others have complained that their profiles were blocked in China. Earlier in the year, there was actually a critic in the UK who said his account was frozen and some posts were removed for criticizing China's government completely from the site. So the censorship was starting to go towards stuff that, was not even only seen in China, but seen elsewhere in the world.
Yeah. You know, I have just under a minute with you. As you said, we've seen these other companies like Google leave China and Twitter and Facebook are blocked there. What is the larger takeaway from LinkedIn's exit?
I think, obviously, China's such a big, huge economy that it has this magnetic appeal to Western companies that are looking to grow. But it's just a really risky market and prohibitive market to get into because China just has such greater, stricter control over corporate behavior. And they're sort of able to change the rules much quicker than happens in the U.S. So it's a very dangerous place to operate as a Western company.
That's Mike Regan, a senior editor for Bloomberg News. As always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tanya.